And good evening, everybody. I'm Rick Dancer. Welcome to Get Real with Rick Dancer. We got a great show for you tonight. My wife and I recently took a little trip over the mountain, over the big belts and down into the valley with at White Sulphur Springs. Anybody from Montana knows that's the place where you go to sit in the hot springs out in the beautiful pool and enjoy yourself, not on a hot summer day, but on a really nice cold winter day. And we went over there to sit down. We went to have lunch. Found this place, barbecue place, and started talking to staff, employees, started reading the menu, finding out the story behind the place. And I thought, God, I got to talk to her, one of the owners, about this, because I think this is fascinating. So that's what we're going to do tonight. So our show is sponsored in part one, Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Greg Hinkle, he's a lender out of Helena. He can do loans in Oregon. He's licensed in Oregon, Washington, and Montana. And he lives in Helena, but he's from Oregon and Washington. And he can take care of any of your needs that you have that way. Also, Chris Dental Family Dentistry in Eugene, Oregon, where everybody is welcome. Dr. Bratlin's one of our longest and best supporters. He just loves free speech and loves people to be able to have their story told. Another one. Alvord Taylor, Endless Possibilities. They work with people with different abilities. We used to call that disabilities, but what we figured out is we all have disabilities. These are just folks who need a little extra assistance living their lives. They're always looking for employees and people to help out. And if you're somebody who would like to do that, we would love to hook you up with Alvord Taylor out of Springfield and Eugene. And Montana Oral Surgery and Dental Implant Centers, right in Helena, Montana. You can go in there. They do all kinds of work. I know everybody's not looking for an oral surgeon all the time, but when you need one, these are people who are committed to the community. On Thursday, tomorrow night, we're going to be talking with, thanks to them, we're going to be talking with the Helena Symphony. Their big event of the year, Under the Stars, is happening on Saturday. And so we're going to get a little preview of what that is. I'll give you a hint. It's jazz music this year, and it should be really, really good. So first of all, let's just take you to, I'm just going to bring Melody on. Here's Melody Redding. Hi, Melody.
Hi.
It is so good to have you here. So you are the owner. Tell people the name of your restaurant, what you do, just kind of give them a preview of what's going on here.
Okay. I own Jesse Pepper's Barbecue in White Sulphur Springs, Montana. I run it with my two boys now, Oliver and Travis. They both are chefs in the kitchen. My youngest daughter, Lillian, originally was my front of the house manager. And she just recently moved to Dillon, Montana with her boyfriend, and she's planning on attending their college there, hopefully this fall, or at least starting some online courses. We really miss her because she was a rock star in the front of the house. But I do have some amazing front of the house employees now, work super hard, really promote what we do. I really try to promote family. I get a lot of big tops that come in with families, a lot of locals. And I just love that. I love the kids. I love the families. We're not really a bar. We do serve beer and wine, but we're more about the food.
So tell people how this kind of all started. So you're from Vermont and you don't have any, have you had restaurant experience before?
Yes, I've been a pastry chef in a lot of restaurants for years. But never owned my own, no.
Okay. So tell people the story of how this happened.
My second oldest boy, Jesse, was killed in a car accident 2 years ago. And he had come home to visit me. And I promised him I'd start a restaurant. He was doing really well. He had always struggled with addiction. And he was clean and he was doing amazing. And he asked me if I would start a restaurant with the family because Travis, Oliver, himself were all chefs and I was a pastry chef. And I said, yeah, Jesse, we should definitely do that someday. And he said, no, Mom, You need to promise me we're going to do that, because we always say we're going to do things, but we just never do them. People get caught up in their lives and we never follow our dreams and what we say we're going to do. And I said, all right, Jesse, we will do that. I promise you, we will start a restaurant. And then he was driving to Bozeman with his girlfriend and to see his two brothers, Oliver and Travis, and he was killed in a car accident. So my oldest son, Travis, came home and sold my house, got my affairs in order. And he said, what do you want to do, Mom? You know? And I said, we're starting a restaurant. I promised your brother that we were going to do that. So we looked in Bozeman, couldn't afford anything in Bozeman.
And your son, one of your sons, could tell the two restaurants, because here in Bozeman, people know these restaurants. So
Dave Sushi, Oliver worked at, and Jam, Travis was there at the end, and he managed and ran the kitchen in Jam. And Travis also was in Colorado for years at a place called Kenosha and the Briar Rose. So he had a lot of experience. Jesse, when he passed away, was in a restaurant in Breckenridge, Colorado, called Sauce on the Maggie. And it's a very well-known restaurant, and he was the head chef there. And when we had his memorial, many of the people that worked with Jesse and loved him that much came to Vermont for it, brought me pictures and his knives, which sit in my kitchen now, his urn and his knives that he used.
So he's, let me show this video, because he was kind of a funny guy, huh?
Oh, he was the best. He was so funny.
Okay, so what, here, you guys, just to give you kind of an idea and kind of in honor of Jesse, I think this, he would probably really appreciate this being out on online here. Ah! So he was kind of the life of the party.
He was. He could suck the life out of a room with his energy. He just had such good energy. And his saying with all his staff in his kitchen was family, not friends. Because in kitchens, when you work the long hours and you work as long as kitchen staff does, you become family because you see the best and the worst in people. Because you are putting it all on the line, literally.
So you decide, okay, you made this commitment to yourself and also to Jesse that you were going to do this restaurant. So you're obviously distraught at that point, and you come to Bozeman, can't afford something there. How did you find White Sulphur Springs? Because for people that don't know, it's pretty much in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's 40 miles from Townsend, where I live. And for Bozeman, it's probably a good hour, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually saw it on Zillow. I was still in Vermont, and my son Travis came out and looked at it first and said, it was a little truck stop. It was called Snook's Diner. And so Lily and I flew out in April, saw it, and thought it had a lot of potential. There's a building, there's a very big parking lot that goes along with it. And I started the process in April and had moved to Montana by August 3rd, had bought it. And we started renovating August 3rd through the winter. Had to get my liquor license up and going, because I bought the liquor license from Don Lester. He was the owner I bought it from. And then by March 5th, I was open. We were open for business.
And what, you guys specialize in barbecue. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes.
And it is, I will tell anybody watching this, it is amazing. I mean, it is absolutely, my wife and I are not huge. We don't go to a lot of barbecue, but we were like going in there, and it's, your meat is like so lean and good. And tell people how you, doesn't it start the night before? I mean, how do you do, in fact, I have a picture of your boy. One of your boys there.
Yep, that's Travis.
That's Travis. Now so Travis looks like Montana. You know, that's what that's what Montana is supposed to look like. Good looking guy, got that big old beard and a big hunk of meat right there.
Yep. Travis is a rock star. He's amazing. He helps hold his family together for sure. He's got a lot on his shoulders. The meat we start usually at 8 o'clock the previous night. the pork, the brisket, and the pork belly. We have actually, they're Japanese smokers. They're run with gas right now, and they have chip boxes that we use in them. And there's a local man, his name's Nate, and he has helped kind of tweak our smokers so we can fit more meat in the smokers so we can get more bang out of them. And then when I go, I usually get in between 5 and 5:30 in the morning to start my breads and baking. And then I'll start the ribs and the turkey and the stuff that doesn't need the amount of time that the brisket and the pork does. But it's a team effort. We all kind of work together. Oliver lately has been starting the meats at night, and the boys have to get up a couple of times a night to turn them over and add water. And it's a lot. It's a lot.
So what is it about White Sulphur Springs for you? Like going to, this is hard, but it's the adventure of your life.
It is hard, but this town is amazing. When I first came out here, my parents in Vermont thought, oh my God, you're moving to Montana. You're a single woman. This is crazy. What are you doing? So I was a little nervous, but this town, when they saw what we were doing, I mean, I didn't tear down a building or try to make anything different. I worked with what I had, and I tried to make something that was a old building here better. And this town has welcomed us and has been amazing. They've been the best support I've had, the people here. And the people here are honest, good people. They're like the salt of the earth, really. You know, the electrician I hired was Brian Fisher in this town, and he's amazing. You know, he came in, redid all my electrical. It was really hard when we first started renovating. It hadn't even been a year since Jesse had been dead. And I was crying a lot still, you know, part of the demo part, ripping down walls, ripping up the floor. It was therapeutic because I got to rip stuff apart because I was so angry. And he was there for that, you know. The plumbers, the Rooneys, Dan Rooney and Steph, they're our neighbors. They own the hardware store. You know, they helped me out so much. Some of the first people that invited me over for dinner, you know, they didn't know me. They just welcomed me and kind of brought my family into town. I mean, there's definitely people that, you know, they struggle because we're Easterners. But for the most part, people here are amazing. They're hardworking and good people.
Do you think it's partly though because you are coming in to not change their town, but to invigorate it a little with what you do? Just, I mean, you're adding to the mix. I'll tell people on the audience why Sulphur Springs has for a teeny. How many people do you have in are to count as the people in the town? Do you know?
It's like 1,000 people, I think.
Okay, but you have like 5 restaurants that are all really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure. I mean. And 2 Basset Hound Brewery, which makes an awesome IPA that you have on tap.
Oh, yeah. Barry does an amazing job. His beer is fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we have it over here in Townsend on mm-hmm. tap at one of our bars, and it's really good. So when you come to a place like that, when you're from Vermont and people have an idea, oh, it's the East Coast. I mean, we got the same thing being from Oregon. You know, there's mm-hmm. a little bit of that. Don't bring your politics with you. But it's just coming in and really just maybe with your situation too, you came in and people saw, you know, this is somebody really trying to make something out of life, and you're doing it for your kids
yeah.
and in the memory of Jesse. That brings some humbling with it.
For sure. I mean, I think they see that. And I talk about Jesse. I try to tell his story to people because I want people to remember him. I want people to know how amazing he was, you know? It's the way I deal with my grief. It's, you know, some people have to bury it. I put it all around me, you know?
So every day when you walk into that restaurant, that grief is there with Jesse.
Oh, yeah. His urn sits in the kitchen. His urn of his ashes are in the kitchen with all of his chef knives, and a big picture of him on a mountaintop is there. And yeah, I mean, his brothers too. I mean, they lost a big part of them. They all worked in the restaurant together for years, different ones, you know?
Do you think ending up in a small, tiny little town in Montana helped with all of that, getting through this? I mean, if you, you know, not like that's the plan, but when you look back, you go, wow, what a perfect place for me to have to get to heal or have to try to heal when it's not where you're from, you're starting over in a different place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think starting over was really good for me. I mean, Montana is just so beautiful.
Oh,
it's so rewarding here. It's got so many places, and just what you see every day is just breathtaking.
Yeah, well, you guys look at Castle Rock or Castle Mountains right up there. And I think that to me too, Melody, is the thing about Montana is it's, I don't, you know, you can, everybody can believe they're a different thing, but you're so close to a power. You know, to me, it would be God, but you're so close to on the edge. It's like, okay, you took some time here. Whoever created this really had a scenery, was thinking, there's a lot of paintings that are going to be made of this place, you know?
Yeah.
And the vastness and the lack of too much humanity. You know what I mean? I mean, human beings.
Yeah.
It's very alone in some ways. If you want to be alone, you can go on a path and you can see no one for hours.
That is so true. Yeah.
So do you think that Jesse would be proud of you for staying with your commitment to him and your brothers and his brothers and stuff?
Oh yeah, he definitely would. I know he's still with us. Little things happen sometimes and I just feel like he's there.
Like what? Like what?
One night there was one of our glass ball jars. And a hole was in the very bottom, and it looked like somebody peeing into the sink. And Travis and I, three things had happened that day. There were these three women that came in to eat. All three were psychics. And they walked into the log room, and they looked at me, and they said, "Your son is standing behind you with his head on your shoulder."
Oh.
And he always did that. Jesse was 6'8". He was huge.
Wow.
And he always used to put his head on my shoulder or his head on my head. And I just looked at them and they said, "He's here." And I didn't know anything about them. But they said, "We went to the branding iron and we left there because we knew we were supposed to come here and tell you that your son was with you." And I just started crying because I don't even know if I believe in that, but I wanted to. I wanted to believe in it, and I wanted it to be real. So after that, the glass happened. That was the same night. And I forget what the third thing was, but three things happened. And my son and I just looked at each other, and we said, "He's here today. He's definitely here today, and he's helping us with this restaurant." And I know he would have wanted to be in this restaurant. He wanted it so bad. He always wanted to have his own restaurant and do his own thing. Jesse went to New England Culinary Institute in Vermont, and all through high school, he struggled through high school because things were hard for him. And then he found cooking in a trade school. It was Barry Botech. And once he found cooking, he excelled. He got the top of his class, and he got a half a year paid for in New England Culinary Institute. And that school, wow, $42,000 a year to go there. So he won that because his grades were so amazing and he was the top of his class. So he went on and he finished it out. And after that, he did two interns. He did one in California and then he did one in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Manchester Inn. And then, you know, he started working through Vermont. And then him and Travis ended up in Colorado together. And him and Travis worked at this place called Kenosha together for quite a few years. And then they kind of split off because, you know, brothers working together not always work well. But, you know, he wanted this bad. You know, he went through the steps. He went to school. He did it, you know.
You couldn't not do it.
I had to do it for him. I promised him.
Are there days when it's really hard and that's the only thing that keeps you sane?
Oh, yeah. It's hard a lot of days. I mean, anyone who works in a kitchen or runs and owns a restaurant, it is, people think it's glamorous owning a restaurant. It is not glamorous at all. It may look it to outsiders, but it is hard, grueling work. I mean, last Friday, I worked from 4:30 in the morning till 12:30 at night. Wow. I was washing dishes. I was cooking food. I was waiting on customers. You have to do it all. You have to wear a lot of hats and you have to be committed. And my family is. We're committed.
Do you think that not that that's the reason, I mean, Jesse died because Jesse died, but has that kept your family closer, do you think, that were the brothers? Because your employees told me that they said one of the most amazing things about their family is they work so well together that we're all just like going, I mean, yeah, they have, you know, there's days you have trouble, but you guys work well. They're impressed watching you guys do what you do. So
we definitely work well together. You know, you have to. It's a family, not friends. When you're in a kitchen, you have to work. It's like a machine. You have to, I mean, when you get 20 tickets out and you have to talk together, you have to execute the tickets. You have to, it's a dance. And my boys do it amazing. You know, I get back there with them. We all do it together, you know, and you have to make it work. And we really try. We're doing our best.
I give you an A+ in my ratings. I'm going to send my Airbnb people over your direction for food.
Thank you.
So another employee, a young woman in your place said, you know, she's also made some of the women like me in White Sulphur Springs, she's empowering us to be women and support each other. And I mean, for some, like a waitress, you know, to tell me that as part of who you are, I think that's an important question to ask or let you at least elaborate on that, because she was really impressed by that.
Candace is a very strong woman. She is young. She's got 3 children. She's pregnant with another. And she's taking care of her kids. She's working extremely hard. And there are a lot of women out there that like to break each other down. And I don't agree with that. I think women, they're strong, amazing people. And I think it's so important to not judge each other by how you look or what you do. It's who you are right. And what you can do for each other. And Candace impresses me every day. She comes to work. She's, you know, she's doing so much, but she still has a smile on her face. My customers love her.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, over the top awesome. Like, I mean, I tipped her more than I've tipped anybody in a long time just because she was really.
She's great.
She's wonderful.
I have Ethan as a young man that's been with me for a long time. He's doing an amazing job. I have Heather that just started with us. She's incredible. I have Natasha. I had a girl, Bridget, working for me for quite a while, but she's just recently left to work with her dad. Got a couple of girls in my kitchen. Couple of great people that work washing dishes for me. We're all a team. We're all a family. And I couldn't do it without all of them. You know, it's just, you need each other.
Is that the magic of needing other people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, getting a good staff is so important, and a staff you can count on and that you trust, and you become a family because you just work such long hours and you work so hard together. And there's a lot of emotions in food. but yeah, I mean, I'm pretty lucky. I'm very fortunate to have the staff I do. I definitely am.
Do you like the fact too that food, not only in the kitchen, but it brings people together? So you're a community resource and you're bringing people, tourists and locals and everybody together. So it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of a big responsibility, really.
Yeah, it is. I like that. I like that people come and, you know, I share my family with their family, kind of, you know, and it's, food is very passionate, I think.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, to have a good dinner with friends and to sit around and talk, and it's important. You know, our lives right now, everyone's lives, we're so busy. We don't take the time to just stop and talk to each other and enjoy each other. And I think restaurants and good food and good company do that.
And nothing like Montana to give you some, you know, like a reality check, I think, for me.
Yeah.
It's a slower pace here, and you get to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing I'll ask you is, what do you miss the most about Jesse?
I miss his laugh, for sure. He had the best laugh, and he could light up a room. He would make people laugh and laugh at himself always. He would always tell me, "I got you, Mom." Always, no matter how I was feeling, "Don't worry, I got you, Mom." One of the last videos he sent me, he had a moose off his back deck, and he was feeding it lettuce out of his refrigerator, and his girlfriend was yelling at him, "Jesse, you can't feed the moose." And he was saying, "But it's organic leafy greens. It's fine." I was like, "Of course, it's organic leafy greens."
There you go. Well, maybe since you basically dedicated this place to him, and his name's all over it, and pictures when you walk in the door, and mm-hmm. the psychics obviously saw him there. So maybe that's what you brought to White Sulphur Springs, is a little bit of Jesse. And, you know, I think I can't remember, because I have a son named Jesse too, and my grandpa was Jesse. I think it means something like God's loving child or something. I mean, there's a really sweet, you could look it up on babies things, but there's something really sweet about that. Maybe that's what you brought to White Sulphur Springs, a little bit of Jesse, and that personality of his is invading the living room of White Sulphur Springs, courtesy of your restaurant.
I hope so.
I think so. I felt it. Melody Redding, thank you so much for sharing your story. I know that wasn't all easy, but I think you inspire people. And you know what? It's just who you are. Just do what you do.
Thank you.
It's like, don't have to try, because you're obviously having a huge impact on the community, and they're having a huge impact on you. And that's probably why I think you said a word that I think what you said, what you do in your kitchen, I think it's what you're doing in that community. It's a dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dance with people. And you can bring people to the dance. You can't make them dance, but you can be there available, and you're very available to dance with people. So appreciate you.
Hey, thank you so much.
You are so welcome again, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
See you later. So again, you guys, that's Jesse Peppers, located in White Sulphur Springs, Montana. I'm just gonna brag it up. It's so cool when you walk in the door. Well, first of all, you see Jesse because his picture's there, but it's all done in wood and beams, and you know, like it feels like Montana when you walk in. And the first thing I see is the beer tap, you know, and I'm looking, oh, look at all the different beers they have that are local, and you'll be greeted and treated well. And what I haven't had yet, but I will, are the pastries. Because everybody brags about those as well. But I'll tell you, try the brisket. It is so good. All right. Tomorrow night we have the Symphony Under the Stars is going to be here to talk a little bit about what's going on there. I did a story recently for about Timber, and we're going to be airing that on here. And also Bill London will be here with news out of the West and everywhere else. Oh, thank you. People are saying, Melody coming on and saying stuff, "We're sorry for your loss and thank you for sharing," and stuff like that. So you guys, yeah, that's very kind of you. Yeah, I can't imagine losing a child. Yeah, it's not supposed to happen that way. But a lot of things in life happen, and I don't think they're supposed to happen that way. But I guess I'm not in charge. But look what she's doing. She's pushing through it. It's a good example. That's why I wanted her on the show. It gives me inspiration to, on those hard days, I can look and go, wow, look at that. And I love community. And she's becoming part of that community. The dance. What's the dance that goes on in your community? Are you in it, or are you sitting on the sidelines doing nothing? Well, that ain't going to get you anywhere. If you're going to dance, you got to get out and dance. I'm Rick Dancer. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.